You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Brittany. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am.
Okay, and are you calling me from a safe location?
I am.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T. Last name is Ward, W-A-R-D.
Okay, thank you. And may I please have a good phone number for you?
865-243-6571.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to receive a mobile text update with the status of your service today?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Okay, may I please have the policy number associated with the roadside plan?
201-086-7397.
Okay, that was 201-086-7397.
Correct.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was not able to get anything to come up with that number.
Okay. That's the only number that I see on here. The policy number. I'm not even sure if my policy covers roadside. Okay. Well, I guess then you cannot help me, my friend. Okay.
There's a couple of things that we can also try to use to bring your membership up. Have you ever used your emergency roadside services before?
I have not.
Okay, I can also try to get it to come up with the vehicle's VIN number.
The insurance does not, it covers me driving the vehicles, not the vehicle itself.
Okay, I see.
When I got the insurance, I didn't have a vehicle.
Okay, so the only other thing that I can use to try to bring it up would be the effective date of the membership, your producer code, and your plan letter.
Well, all that's in the other vehicle. What I have is my receipt from where I paid last time on my insurance. It had the policy number on it, the plan NGIC.
So the NAIC number, that would be something that would be associated with your insurance policy and not your roadside assistance, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe that this information will be on your receipt. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe you would have to find that on the emergency roadside portion of your plan paperwork.
I don't have that plan paperwork with me. That's in another vehicle. Then I am not home.
Okay, so without that information or being able to bring a membership up for you at this time, we can still assist you. However, it would result in an out-of-pocket expense where you'd be responsible for paying the service provider directly upon arrival for the service. However, you can submit your expenses into your plan provider for a reimbursement consideration.
How much is it going to cost to have a tire change then?
So I would have to get you a quote from a service provider since you'd be paying the service provider directly. It would be going based off of their normal rates. In order to do that, I do have to go ahead and get all of the information from you about the service. Would you like for me to go ahead and continue?
Okay. You know what? No. I won't worry about it. I will figure out how to change this time myself. All right. I'll deal with it later then. Thank you very much, my friend.
It's no problem. I do apologize. Thank you so much for calling.
It is not your fault. You have a wonderful night.
You do the same.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.